Or the Kodarish. No, he became well. He went again. I have to give a shir about this Mishnah. Amri, they said, like Kibbutz Alok, like Durashtabu, didn't you accept upon yourself, Rebbe, you're not going to darshan, stay well. We're afraid if you start giving a shir about him, again you become sick. Amar Inu, mi hodrubhu, diyano hadribe, listen, did they do tshuva? What they were supposed to, I should retract. They didn't do tshuva either. So I could darshan about them. They did not retract from their bad actions. Ravashi Uka Ashleshim Lakavashi also was about to give shir on our Mishnah about the three kings that were not Zerch Lelam Abo. Omri said, Lamachar, we'll continue tomorrow. Niftach Bechavrin, he started with the Chavirin, is also Menashe, is Chazilei Bechalmei. Menashe saw him in the dream. Oma Chavrecha Bechavere the Ovach, Koroslan. You call me a chaver, a friend? Is that what you call me? Meheki boyis lemishrei. Where are you coming from? Hamoitzi or Malay lo yadina? Ihochi said boyis if me something. So yes, the if like this. Meheki boyis lemishrei hamoitzi. When you have bread, where on the bread are you supposed to make the hamoitzi? Which part of the bread should you slice first to make the hamoitzi on it? Or Malay. So Rav Ashi said back, "Lo yadan, I don't know." Omalei mehechad the boyas lemishri amoytzi legemit. You don't even know this much. The chavra currently, and you call me a chavra like you come any close to me. Omalei says, "Settle this, and if so, ready agmarely, please teach it to me." Olamocha darishna lemishmecha prepare. And tomorrow, when I give my shir, I'll darshan it in your name. Omalei mehechad the korim bishulei. From where it gets nice and Korim means the crust, where it's crispy. The part of the bread that has nice crust on it, that's where you should cut it, that's the better part of the bread, that's where you should make the amoytzi from.
You hold them off kuf peis and the base of song in the third line. Ravashi Uki Ashleshim Lochim. Rav Ashi also wanted to give a shir about our Mishnah Chelik, about the three Melochim that ain't Lechelik Lelam Abo. Is almost Rav Ashi said like this, Lomocha Niftach Bechavrin. Tomorrow we'll start talking about our Chaverim, about our friends. That's what he called them. Rav Ashi says, Nidresh Bechavarenu. We'll talk about our friends. Shoyotamini Chachomim, Kimoseinu. Like these three Melochim, they're also big Tamichomim, like us. But still, they have no chelik lelam abo. That's what he said. So what happened was, also Menashe is chazilei b'chalmei. That night, the Melech Menashe came to Rav Ashi in a dream. Omer, and he said to Rav Ashi, Chavrecha v'chaver ridiyov v'choruslan. You call us your friends, like us and our fathers are called your friends. In other words, we're much greater than you. How do you call us your friends? I'll ask you a question even. Mehecha boyis lemishrei hamoitzi. When you have a bread and you want to make a bracha hamoitzi, from which part of the bread should you cut it to slice it to take off the first piece that you're going to make the hamoitzi on? From which part of the bread? Omalei, Rav Ashi answered back, Lo yadano, I do not know, I didn't learn this, I don't know. Omalei, so Menashe said to Rav Ashi, Meheicha deboyis lemishrei hamoitzi lo gemirta, from the place of the bread where to make hamoitzi you did not learn. V'chavrecha koroslan, and you call us, we know that already, you call us your friends, it's not right, no, we're much greater than you. So Omalei, so Rav Ashi, he was an honor of Rav Ashi, and he said, Agmarali, listen, at least teach it to me right now, let me know the halacha. Ulamacha, tomorrow when I give my shir, darishno le mishmecha bekirka. In my pirka, my shir, I'll say over in your name, I'll say over Melech Menashe, told me the halacha. Omalei, mehecha dekorim bishulet. So Menashe answered him back and said, yes, I'll tell you from the place where the crust of the bread is. There's the best part of the bread, the crust. The best part that was baked the best, that's the place where you're supposed to cut to make that moitzion. So Omalei, so Rav Ashi said back to him, Miyacha dechach misu kulihai, since you're so smart, you're such a big Talmud Chacham, you know so much, my taima kol palchisa lavros kachavim, how come you, Menashe, bow down to the Avodah Zarah? If you're such a big Talmud Chacham, like your Torah should have watched you, that you should have not done Avodah Zarah. Omalei, listen to this, Menashe ends back and said, you Rav Ashi, you're talking, If you would have been there with me, have a nakitna b'shefule glima, you would have raised the bottom of your clothing, of your dress, whatever it was, is a bekesh, is a cloth. The and you would have ran after us also. Don't talk. If you would have been there, you also would have worshipped Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, you also would have picked up your clothing, so it's easy for you to run. For Yisterot Lishom, Mepnayetzer Avodas Kachovim, Shoya Shalit. At that time, there was a tremendous Yetzerah to worship Avodah Zarah. So he caught a hold of us. And if you would have been Rav Ashi, I'm sure Menashe said, you also would have been caught by the Yetzerah. So don't be so angry at us. Yeah. But still, the Mishnah says, but that's what he answered back. Right. So what happened was like this. So that was the dream Rav Ashi had that night. So the next day when Rav Ashi came to give shir, he said to Rabban like this, Niftach v'ravosoi, we'll start talking now about our Rebbe's. Because now he spoke more of a covetic about Menashe, about the three Melochim. He didn't say like yesterday, our chaverim, our friends, but now he said, Rav Osa, we'll talk about our Rabbonim. So he said like this, Achav, what's the name Achav? It means Ach l'Shemayim, he was a brother to Shemayim, which means here, Ach means Lashon of Ra, he was bared to the Shemayim, and Av l'Avos Kovim, he like an Av, a father means he loved Avos Kovim. So Ach l'Shemayim means he was bared to Shemayim, the Siddur Pasuk says, Ach latzora yulad. Lashon ach goes on tzora, on bed, that amol ach can mean bed. So this is bringing the proof that the word ach has to do with tzoras. And av l'avodas chachovim, he was a achov, means av and ach, that he was a father, means he loved avodas chachovim. The pasuk says, kerachim av abonim, like a father loves his son. So Rashi says, just psukim kidei, to teach us that the word ach and av could apply like this, that ach can mean ra, and av just means he loves. Another pasuk says, "Vayihi hanokel lechtoi bechatas Yeruvim ben Nevat." It was easy for him to go in the sins of Yeruvim ben Nevat. By Achav, it was easy. So what does the pasuk mean to say? Omer Reb Yechanan, "Kalois shosa Achav." The simple averus that Achav did was kichamura shosi Yeruvim. It was like the worst averus that Yeruvim did. In other words, really, Achav did many more averus than Yeruvim. If so, umifnei ma tola kosev Yeruvim, how come the pasuk says he did the averus of Yeruvim ben Nevat? What does the pasuk say Achav's averus are like Yeruvim's? Mifnei shuho yetchidu lekilkul, he was the first one, he started off the chain. In other words, Achav learnt from Yeruvim. Therefore, Yeruvim is considered worse. Rashi mifnei shu tol, Rashi says, tchidu lekilkul on left side, shoye melech rishon, shekdiach es tashilu, he burnt the pot first. He's the one that started off to do the Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says, "Gam mizbechoisom kegalim al palmei sodai," that his mizbechoisos, his Avodah Zarah, he put up on the waves, on the hills, on all the talmi, all the furrows of the lands. Omer Reb Yechanan, "Ein lacho kol telem vetelem Eretz Yisrael." There was no row of land in Eretz Yisrael shalai hemid olav Achav Avodas Kachovim, that Achav did not put up there an idol. And he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. That's how bad Achav became. And like Rashi before says, Mashmah, there was a special Yetzirah at that time for it. Now the Gemara says, how do we know the Loyosa Liyam the Yossi? How do we know that Achav will not be Zoycha Tehlo Mabor? The Pasuk says, V'chirati li Achav Mashten Bekir, I will cut off Achav, Mashten, make him by the wall. V'atzur V'yosev, it says, hidden and taken away, V'Yisrael. Otso means will be taken away, b'yelam azeh. V'yozel will be left over, l'yelam abo. He will not have v'yelam abo. That's his double lotion. Otso v'yozel. Omer Reb Yechanan, mifnei ma zocha amrei l'malchus. Why was Amri zocha to be a melech? Mifnei shehoisev krachecha v'Eretz Yisrael. He bought an extra land to add on to Eretz Yisrael. Shneimer the pasuk says, v'yika nesahar shomron. He bought the mountain in Shomron, Miei Shomer from Shomer, Bekrochim, Bekikrim Kesef, with two loaves of silver. Ve'yivin Eshar, Ve'yikru Hashem Yir, Ashebonu Hashem Shomer, Adoni Yohar Shomer. He called it Shomer. Omer Reb Yechon, Mifnei Ma Zocho Achav L'Malchus, Chov Ve'Shona, How come Achav was zoicha to be a king for 22 years? Like he did such ra, he had so much avodah zarah around. Why was he zoicha for a life of 22 years to be a king? Because he respected the Torah. She nipna b'chof beis oisius. We have 22 oisius in the Aleph Beis. So because of this, he was zoicha for 22 years of toifa. Shdem the pasuk says, "Va'yishlach malachim malachav melech Yisrael." Hira. That the king, the messenger came to Melech Achav to say like this, Koyamar Ben Hadad. This is what our king Ben Hadad said. Kasbecho Zahav Chali, your silver, your gold is mine. Who? Neshecho Venechla Toivim Lihem, your wives and your children, the good ones belong to me. Ki im case mocha eshlach esav yelecha, tomorrow I'll send my servants to you. Vechoshuas Besecha, they're going to search through your house. Your servant's house, whatever they desire, the eyes desire, your simul will have a right to take. That's what Ben Hadad sent the shliach to Melech Achav. So what did Melech Achav answer back? Vayomri said Lamalcha Ben Hadad to the shluchim of Ben Hadad, Omul Adoni HaMelech, tell back your master the king, Kol Asher Shalach Tich Levdech Berishayna Esa, whatever you asked first for, I will give you. But Vyadov Razel Yuchol Aslis, the last thing that you asked for, and that's kol machmar einecha, whatever you desire you could take, that I can't let you have. Now what was that? What did Achav talk so respectful back to Hashem that we will not permit you to take? The machmar einecha, my machmar einecha, lav sefer Torah. Doesn't it mean a sefer Torah? This is the respect that Achav gave, that he did not let Ben Hadad, the Melech Ben Hadad, come and take a sefer Torah. So Mar says, what's the proof? Dilma, maybe Avaros Kechavim. Maybe he was a Rosh at that time, Achav. He was Rosh. Maybe he didn't want to give up an Avodah Zarah. So Mar says, let's talk about that. You can't say. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Elov, Kol Haaretz Kenem Cholam. All this Kenem and all the Yom said, Lois Sishma. They're like, shouldn't we listen? Is he saying a good thing? So everybody was backing Achav. So the question is, if all the Kenem backed him, Mustama must probably the Kenem what Tzadikim. So if it meant not to give an Avodah Zarah, why would they back him? Tamar says, what's the question? The Dilma may be Sabbath of Asahevi. Maybe they were Rishoyim. Maybe the older people that came in there were Rishoyim that wanted their Avodah Zarah. I'll bring you proof. Me like Siv, doesn't a different Pasuk say? That Vayoshar Adov Ebeni Avsholom. It was good in the eyes of Avsholom. V'yaskenim Ebeni called Zikna Yisrael. It says all the Zikni Yisrael agreed to Avsholom, and it was a Dover Ra over there. So why? V'yomer Rav Yosef Sabi Debosa. It means that they were older as the Canaan that were Rishoyim. Those were the ones that agreed to Avsholom. So maybe here also it means Avodah Zarah. Some more says no. Hosam like Siv Cholom. Hochok Siv Cholom. Here it says the whole nation, though Am Yisrael, agreed to Achav. The Efshad Lehevei Behoin Tzadiki. It's not possible that the whole Klai Yisrael, they weren't Tzadikim. So if everybody agreed to Achav, it must be that he wanted to hold back the Sefer Torah. It says in the Pasuk, "V'sharti b'Yisrael shiva sapayin." There were 7,000 Jews left over. Kol habreichem ashal korchu, all the knees. They did not bow down the Baal to the Baal. They did not worship the Avodah Zarah. V'chol hapeh ashenot loy noshak loy. Any mouth that did not kiss the Avodah Zarah. So the kids said there were Jews, were tzaddikim left over. So if everybody agreed to Achav, it must be it was a davar toiv. Here he gave respect to the Torah. So because this, he was zeichah for 22 years of Malchus. Omer Rav Nachman, Achav shokol hoya. Achav was like a balanced, he was half toiv, half ra. He was an unbalanced person. He was shokol. On the scale, he was equal, 50-50. 50 ra, 50 toiv. What does Rashi say? Rashi machtza voynes u machtzes chuyas. He had 50-50. What's the proof? Shenel the Pasuk says, V'yemer Hashem, Hashem told in his famalia upstairs, Mi yafates Achav, who will talk in Achav, V'yav v'yipo b'romas Gilad, will make him fall in the hands of Gilad. V'yemer zeh b'choy, v'zeh m'v'choy, 1 mile to this way, 1 to that way. So Rashi says, Mi demahadik kulihai, mi yafates Achav mashma, de b'kushi god lo nenesh. That Hashem might ask, like, who's going to talk him into fall? Mashmeh, it was hard to give him a punishment. Why? Because he had half schusim. Maskev la Rabbi Yosef. Man dichsiv by a pasuk that says about Acha, that it says, Rat lehoye kacha v'asher hismakir lasos rab eni Hashem, asher eisatoi say zevel ishtoi, that he did such bad, and his wife Izevel, he eisatoi, talked him into, convinced him to do the ra. But Tanina went on like this, v'chol yom every day, hoy so shaykeles shikle zov, every day she used to weigh out gold, la'avodas kachavim. Some say it means she used to weigh her husband, and as much as he weighed every day, that's how much gold she would give to Avashachovim. But the kids, she used to talk him into that you're great, and our God is great, and all the money we have, we're going to give to the Avodah Zarah. So the kids, he was strong in Avodah Zarah. So how could you say he was 50% okay? Yeah. What? The Atta Martin, you tell me, Shokolaya, he's 50-50 on the scale, he's even. El, the Pshat is like this, Achav Vachem B'Mamayin Hoya. Achav was easy going with his money, he was not stingy, he used to give out money. And Mustamu Mitoch Shehana, Shehana Tamil Chomim, Minachosav, since he gave Tamil Chomim, he gave them enjoyment from his property, is Kipro Loi Machzah, this Chus, of giving stock, of giving money to yeshivas, that was mechaprim half of his averus. Even though Acha was a tremendous Rasha, he did so much avodah zarah, still this inyan of bimahana tamil chomim was mechaper half of his averus. It's a good appeal here. Yeah. Right. But even so, since he gave Hanoah, Shem pays back reward for what he did. Right, Vayaitse Ruach, the Pasuk, Ruach went out, Vayamach Hashem, the Ruach, this spirit, we'll soon see who it was, he went in front of Hashem, Vayamach says, Ani Aftenu, I will talk Achav into going. Vayamach Hashem Elah, but how are you going to tell him? Vayamach Aitse, Vayisi Ruach Shekem Afiv, I'll go and I'll be a false, I'll give, behold, call Neviyav, I'll give false Nevuah in the mouth of his Neviyim. Vayamach Tiftach go, Vagantuch you'll be able to. But say, Vyasei, go and do it. Vyasei came. My Ruach, which spirit was this? Om Rabbi Yechonon Rucha Shah Nevos HaYisraelis. That is that Achav had Nevoyis killed out. So now his spirit came to take revenge against Achav. Might say, what does Hashem mean to tell him? Say, go out. Om Ravina Tsei Memechitzosai. Go out from my surroundings. Hashem said, you can't be with me anymore. Shekeng Sir, the Pasuk says, Doivesh Korim Leichel Nekereinai. Somebody that speaks false cannot be around me. As you say, the way you'll talk Achav into it is by giving Nevi'a Sheker. So, even though Hashem said, okay, that's because you wanted to. But still, you can't be near me.
Why do you want to talk about
that? That he should fall and go into the war, and he'll lose the war, he'll be killed there. He'll fall into Ramais Gilad. So, interesting that even though Hashem said, okay, but that's because you wanted to. But really, now you cannot be around me, since you are speaking Sheker. Chaysamash HaKadosh Baruch was emes, somebody that has Sheker cannot be around Hashem. And Amar Papa. I know the Yamish, this is what people say. To Parakina, someone that takes revenge, is Machrev Beis, he destroys himself also. Like here in the voice, he wants to take revenge against Achav, but he destroyed for himself also, he cannot be in the Mechitzas of Hashem anymore. Pasuk says, Vayas Achav es Hashera. Achav made an Hashera true to worship. Vayosev Achav lasa es Lahachas es Hashem l'kei Yisrael. He did more to Lahachas, to make Hashem angry. Mikol Malchi Yisrael from all other Malachim. Asheroi Lefonov, Om Reb Yechanan Shekosov Al Dalsai Shemram. He wrote on the gates of Shemram, Achav Kofa Belokei Yisrael. Achav is a kofer, he did not believe in Hashem. The Fikach, therefore, the Mishnah Gemara ends up, that's Tranah Mishnah, Ein Lo Chelek Belokei Yisrael. He was not Zeichet Helem Abo, since he was Kofa Belokei Yisrael. By Yevakesh Yasachizio Beyakidu, Vu Mischabe B'Shemram, he was hiding in Shemram. Om Reb Levi, Shoyekoyder as Korois, he was taking out Hashem's names in the Sefer Torah. He was cutting out Koydim, and he cut out like a window. He was cutting out Hashem's name from the Sefer Torah, the Kois of Avodas Kachavim Tachtayim, and he was writing instead the names of Avodah Zarah. That's what Achazio was doing. Menashe, what's Menashe? Losh Menashe Shenosa Ko. He forgot Hashem. Dovracha Menashe Shenzias Yisrael Avim Shemashmain. He made Klai Yisrael forget Hashem. Now, Uminolan, how do we know Dlayos Liyalna? From the words of people, it's a little nevuah. Sometimes it says in your name what you can end up. Whether Bid or Ra, later we'll see. But in the word Menashe, we tied up and meant Shenosa Kel. that he meant he forgot Hashem, he made other people forget Hashem. Now, how do we know by Menashe also to Loyos Liyam, the Yossi would not come to Elam Abor? You see, the pasuk says, Ben Shtei Mesre Shona, Menashe Moloch, he was 12 years old when he first became a king. And he reigned for 55 years. And it says, Vayas, Horah, Ben Yashem, Kasheros, Achav, Melech Yisrael. He was like Achav. So Ma Achav, just like before Achav, he had Psukim. And Lechelik Lelam Abor is Af Menashe also Lechelik Lelam Abor. That's the proof that Achav also had no Olam Habo. By Menashe even. But in the Mishnah of Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, I know, Menashe, Yesh Lechelik Lelam Abor, because he did tshuva, and Hashem accepted him. Shinam the Pesach says, Vayispalo Menashe El Hashem, Vayosaloi, Hashem answered him. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ushnei Mikrecha Doshu, Tanakama Val Mishnah, it says, Ein Loi, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Yesh Loi, Tidashim one Pesach. Shinam it says, Unisatim Lizava Lechomam Lechoy Soretz, Biglal Menashe Ben Chizkiyo. Here, that there'll be destruction for the world because of Menashe. Masov Biglal Menashe means Shosa tshuva. He did tshuva. The inu loyovdu, and the rest of Klai Yisrael did not do tshuva. So that's why he'll be like an example to the rest of Klai Yisrael. How come you didn't do tshuva? So the rest of Klai Yisrael will be destroyed because of Menashe, because he did tshuva and they did not do. Well, most of our Tanakhama holds no. Because Menashe means the world will be destruction because of Menashe. The loyovdu.